Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Nathan Sage. On today's program, we speak to Marion County Treasurer Michaela Bigwet and Kristen McCombs with the Treasurer's Office about the new blackout license plates as well as property taxes in Marion County. Blackout license plates, a big topic here recently in Iowa and recently across the state. Was blackout license plates have kind of been popular. There's kind of new to the area, kind of new in general. I guess my question was to either of you, what's up with the blackout license plate? Where exactly did this come from, and how do people in Marion County need to, what do they need to do to get those?
Well, the state of Iowa noticed that there was an increasing demand for DORT college plates, which are black and white. And what people were doing is they would order the DORT plate, place it on their vehicle, and then put some sort of plate bracket around it that would then block out the DORT defenders. And just due to increasing requests, the state decided to go ahead and bring back the black license plate with white lettering. I think what they did not anticipate is the overwhelming demand for this plate. Legislation made this plate available July 1st, and as of today, they've already had over 10,000 orders for the new blackout plate. We in the counties have received a limited supply. We are already down to 12 in our inventory, and I don't know when we'll receive more.
As far as these plates, do they have to come to the treasurer's office to get those plates, or can they order them online, or how does it work?
At this point, if you want to replace your current county plate with a numbered plate, you can come to the county treasurer's office. Assuming we have supply, you may purchase that for $35, bring your old plates with you, and we're happy to switch those out for you. If you have personalized plates, you need to go to iowadot.gov and you can order those if it's a personalization that does not already exist. However, if you already have personalized plates on your vehicle and you want to order the blackout plate in that current personalization, you have to fill out a form, bring it to our office, submit $60 for the personalized plate fee, and we'll submit that to the DOT for you.
When it comes to these blackout plates, Kayla, I guess my question for you is, the state literally, it seems like just last year or the year before, came out with new plates. So why do you think these plates are so much more popular compared to the other ones?
We've gotten a lot of feedback on the recent new plate design. A lot of residents have not truly been happy with that. But I also think that the blackout plates really offer a unique look that Iowa has had before, but it's been many, many, many years. So I think it has a definite appeal to residents that none of our current or recent Iowa plate designs have offered.
Property taxes, it's time for you, Kristen. When it comes to property taxes, statements just went out recently. I guess, is there anything new this year that landowners should know about when it comes to paying the property taxes?
No, I don't think there's anything new this year. Statements should be the same. We are still going on the assessed value the same as last year, so that will be the same.
As far as the statement, as far as paying their taxes, is there what are the ways that people can take care of their bill? And also, when is the deadline for people to pay their property taxes?
Sure. Property taxes are due September 1st, but not delinquent until October 1st. So you get the whole month of September to pay for those. You can pay those in office with cash or check. If you want to use card, there will be an additional fee for that. You can also pay on the website, which is iowatreasurers.org. And you can do that on there for 40 cents, which is less than a stamp to mail it in.
As far as someone who may not have received their statement, what do they got to do to find out how much they owe?
You can go to the website. There's a couple websites. You can go to iowatreasurers.org and access that information. You can also come to the Marion County website, which is co.marion.ia.us, and find that information. You know, you could also call and we can get that for you too.
Any more information the residents of Marion County need to know, either about the blackout plates or about property taxes?
I think Kristen brought up a good point that our tax statement calculations this year are based off of the same assessment valuations as last year's statements were. I encourage everyone to pay attention to what your assessment was in April. This may or may not affect next year's taxes significantly, as there are lots of factors that do go into calculating property taxes. However, due to state law, there were several assessments that did go up across the county, and that could affect next year's tax collections.
Thanks to Marion County Treasurer Michaela Bigawet and Kristen McCombs with the Treasurer's Office for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at knicarols.com.